Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Because when you subscribe to the newsletter, you become official part of our community, an official member of our community. And we're able to provide you with some benefits that are available, some of them through our corporate partners, our sponsors, that we can make available to you because you are part of that community. So I hope you'll check it out. There are a lot of different reasons why you want to subscribe to our newsletter, including that those things and, of course, the things that I write. You know, hopefully you'll like those too. Terry Levine is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's the owner of Claire de Lune, which is a lingerie company and lingerie store in Kansas City. And as I said earlier, you've met her a couple of times before. We interviewed her just before her store opened, almost a year ago. We interviewed her midway through, about 3 or 4 months after she opened, and she gave us some ideas on how things were going. And she's back for a little bit of an update on how things are going. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Are you happy?
I am happy.
Why are you happy?
I'm happy because things are going well.
Business is going good.
Yes.
Now the first time I talked to you, if anybody could ever see stars in someone's eyes over the radio, we had it with you. You were so excited. You know, you were going to conquer the world. You had a few concerns, but basically you had so much promise and so much hope, and you were so excited. And then we talked to you again 3 or 4 months later, and you were still excited about your idea, but the reality of starting and operating a business had set in, hadn't it?
That would be pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah, and so what were your emotions in those days?
They were a roller coaster, basically. You know, it was I was finding the biggest challenge of the whole thing to be my emotions and being able to stay up when it was a slow day, didn't have many customers walking through the door, and just taking each day one step at a time. I'm not a extremely patient person. That's probably a real understatement. And so patience was a real challenge.
And now that roller coaster wasn't just one day up and one day down, or one week or month up and one down. I mean, the roller coaster can be this hour and next hour, can it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, how did you deal with it? How did you deal with a roller coaster?
You just have to ride it, basically. That's one of the things I'm learning, is that just giving things time seems to be a real good thing to do. And somebody told me, I think it was my banker pretty early on, that what you really need to get under your belt the first year is to get the first year under your belt.
Right.
And that once your business has been established, it actually starts taking on a life of its own, and there is just something to longevity,
right,
that makes it viable.
Well, it's kind of there's a little bit of a quantum leap effect that blends in there with it. You know, you've got 1 year of background, and all you've got is what you've done this year. And then next year, you've got the benefits of, you got the work that you're doing next year plus the residual from last year.
Right.
And then once you get 2 years behind you, then, you know, the quantum leap effect happens, and you're able to, now you got 2 years of foundation. And so that, he's right about that. That it really makes a difference. But the thing about the roller coaster, though, is that you've got to realize that, and I'm sure you found this to be true, Terry, is that when you first took the roller coaster ride, When you started going over one of those high points and you were dropping, you know, into the abyss, you didn't know if you were going to come out on the other side. But now that you've gone through that a couple of times, you realize that the next time it happens, you're probably going to make it.
That's true. Well, I hope it's true.
Well, it's not, but it's not as frightening. You know what's on the other side of this drop, don't you?
And you've
already been through one. You handled it.
True. Yeah. So it should be easier the next time. You're right.
That's right. Yeah. So what are some of the big challenges that you've had since we last talked?
What I have found is that as things have started picking up, that you just have a whole new set of challenges. So while things were slow and my biggest worries were, do I have enough money in the bank? Have I produced enough sales to pay my bills? Now I have a little bit of a cushion, so that's not my biggest worry. But then I just have new worries to replace it, I need to bring on more staff.
How many employees do you have right now, counting yourself?
I've got a total of 4.
All right. Good for you, because 9 months ago you had 1.
I'm always there, and then I've got some part-time people. But, yes, there were days 9 months ago that I would be working by myself, and mm-hmm. now traffic is heavy enough that really is impossible.
Well, and I remember one of the things you said to me was, how do I sell and do my books and order product and strategize for the future?
Right.
And now you got folks who can help you. Good for you.
Yeah.
So now, what about the cash situation? How has that been challenging over the last few months?
I'm still learning how to project out my sales and figure out, you know, how much I should be buying at a time, and I'm still working toward getting a handle on just the whole math that you need to learn with retail, because it's a new field for me. So.
Are you finding that people will wait if you don't want to stock everything, that you can show them something and they can pick out maybe a little bit of something different in the catalog, and they'll wait for a day for you to order it for them?
Yes, we're doing a lot of special ordering,
which helps you not have to fund so much for inventory.
Right.
But now are people making themselves amenable to that on their own, or you have to train? Are you having to train them a little bit?
They seem to be okay with it. We give such personal service in the store that I think that the customers are feeling like if we don't have exactly what they want, then that's really what we want to do is get it for them, and they're very open to that. So
right. Right. Now we're going to a break, but your company, Claire de Lune, is a lingerie shop, and it's when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to remind the audience a little bit about it. And I'm going to ask you, who are your customers? Is it ladies or is it men? 20 after, right after this break, we'll be right back with Terry Levine. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Terry Levine, and she is the owner, the founder of Claire de Lune, which is a lingerie shop in Kansas City. Terry, give us your website, please.
It is clairedelunekc.com.
Spell that.
And it's clairedelunekc.com.
Yeah, be sure to put the KC in there, folks, otherwise you won't get there. And you can go there and click on all the photographs and see some of the quality products and the types of products that they sell. Now, you're a lingerie shop, and so let me ask you this question. Who are your customers? When they come in the door, is it mostly men, mostly women, mix of both? What is it?
It's mostly women. We really get men just around the holiday time, Valentine's, Christmas, Mother's Day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you still having the little shows that you – were you having some trunk show kind of things?
We had some trunk shows. We have Gentleman's Night. You know,
that's it. That's the one.
Yeah, prior to the holidays, so the guys can come in and shop with other guys.
Shouldn't you do that once a month?
Well, yeah, some of the guys.
See, I think you ought to do that once a month.
It might be a little overkill, but.
See, I'm needing a good reason to come to Kansas City.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you've got a website. What's your next step? I know that you've got a website. It shows people, you know, a little bit about you, but it doesn't quite get enough of what you do. And so, what's your next step for your website?
Right. Yeah. yeah, currently the website really just gives them a flavor of the store, tells them where, how to get there, and the types of things that we have and the services we offer. So next step is to get some merchandise on there so that people can go there and pick out things. So essentially an online catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get your catalog up there, and then hopefully, you know, get to the point where you can take money online. Your business is lingerie, and so is Victoria's Secret, right?
Right.
Now, how do you? It's interesting to me that you've opened up a shop in a town that's probably got several of the big competitors there. And what made you think that you could be successful in the face of those big box companies?
Because what I'm offering is different. The merchandise is different.
How is it different?
Better quality. It's going to last longer. It's going to fit better. The laces on it are nicer.
Is your stuff for real women instead of the skinny women?
Well, definitely. And we've got a whole range of sizes. Yeah.
You know, real women have curves. That's what I've been told.
Yes. Yes, that's true. And but probably the number one difference is the service that we offer. When you go into the department stores or even a Victoria's Secret, you know, you just don't get that personal service. We really emphasize helping women with fit.
Customization. And you remember them when they come back.
Yes.
That's important, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get remembered when you go back to Victoria's Secret. At least they didn't remember me. Well, there was that one store, I guess, that they'd remember me, but that's another story. We won't talk about that. So there are ladies out there right now, Terry, who are where you were a year ago, because you were working on your business plan a year ago.
Right.
And they're where you were 9 months ago or 6 months ago. What's your advice to them? What would you tell them right now? You know what they're thinking and they're feeling right now. What would you tell them?
Take it one step at a time. I mean, I had just lists and lists and lists going, and I would just try to, you know, I would check off as many things as I could, and then I would rewrite my list and attack it again.
Did you over-obsess, or was it just enough?
There's just always more, so.
Do you have to realize that you're never going to get it all done?
I'm still trying to learn that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the cash flow? How's that work? What have you learned about cash flow?
That there are creative ways to cut expenses, and when you start seeing things getting tight, you just need to go back through and really itemize what you're spending the money on, and figure out, you know, there's certain things that you can cut and certain things that you can't.
Right.
And, I mean, one of the first things that I did was start working certain days by myself when traffic was slower.
Mm-hmm. So. And to cut the payroll.
Right.
Right. And what are some other things that you learned about cutting expenses?
Well, you know, my background is advertising. That's what I was doing for 20-some-odd years before I got into retail. And but advertising is somewhat of a luxury, you know, when you have other things like rent and utilities
right.
and so forth to pay.
Right. So you'd like to do more advertising, but it's not in the budget right now.
Right, right.
What are you doing about marketing?
Things like really niche type things, like going after the bridal business by exhibiting at bridal exhibitions.
So it's narrow casting, not broadcasting.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Give us your website again, Terry.
It is ClaireDeLuneKC.com.
Are you having fun?
I am having a great time.
Would you do it again?
Oh, in a heartbeat, yes.
All over again?
Oh, yes.
Warts and all, you do it again?
Oh, yes. No hesitation.
All right. Hey, Terry, we're going to keep track with you. We're going to keep up with how things are going, and looking forward to hearing from you again. Congratulations on your success. And don't forget, Terry, you're one of my heroes.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Terry Levine, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back again, see how she's doing in a few months. Quick break, right back with Gene Siciliano after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. All the roof is peaceful.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.